You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Hour has arrived. What a program it's been. Great to be back in studio as we get ready for a pretty exciting week. We started with the MVP of the SEC tournament. We've had a lot since then. Let's update you on a couple of things that you may or may not be interested in, and that's bracketology. Legend. Number one bracket, number one seed in the overall Feinbaum bracket. He's in the Black Hat region. He's got Peggy in the first round. Most don't think that will be too tough. Augie and Daryl, both from Louisiana. Dwayne's from Baton Rouge, Augie from NOLA. Dwayne's in NOLA. He takes on Vance. JK, Catherine. The Squirrel Division, he has Matt from San Antonio, who he tried to block as a UN ambassador. Andre from ATL versus Cat Daddy, the defending champion. Logan, Ricky, AJ, Rick. Larry from Shelby's got his own region. He's got Brad in the first round, Stacy and Sheila, Trey and Sandra, I-Man and Todd. The Piggly Wiggly region, one of my favorites. Let's go to the Pig. Handsome Joe and Cheerleader. Tanner and Expired. Dominic and Susie. John and John. Wesley starts off our final hour from Louisiana. Hello, Wesley.
How you doing today, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you for calling.
Nick Saban, he's made all this money. And now all of a sudden, it's a problem when everybody else is making money. Could you explain that?
I have found some of his comments to be both compelling and I'm trying to find the right word. Maybe you can help me. A little bit hypocritical. Hypocritical. That's not a word I'd thought of yet. Why do you say Nick Saban's comments are hypocritical?
He spent all these years at Alabama having elite teams, having elite 4- and 5-star players on the bench. And this, I'm not talking about NIL.
Right, before that.
I'm talking about the transfer portal. He had all these 4- and 5-star guys stockpiled. And now that they get a chance to get a little money and can say, no, I don't like it here. I can go wherever I want to. Now that's a problem. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, well, I mean, Saban had a difficult time holding back, and I realize he knows he speaks because he understands he's the voice of college football or was, but he wasn't.
And I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah,
one
no,
bit.
I think everyone. But he was in contrast with his players. The one thing that surprised me about what he said, I mean, we all know this isn't the same college football that he had 50 years ago. It's not the same college football it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's part of life. What I do is not the same as it was 10 years ago or 40 years ago. Nothing is.
None of that for us, none of it is.
No,
but
no, you're 100% correct.
Say, come out and say, you know what? You know, I'm not young enough to deal with the stuff anymore instead of just trying to throw everybody under the bus.
Yeah, it wasn't so much it was one of those interviews he gave which I found surprising because of I think what Nick Saban's going to understand here is he's in a different world now, and you know, when you're the head coach and you have a scoreboard to back you up, people are not going to dispute you because everyone's on your side and everyone respects you equally. But he's speaking in what I would call a political venue now, and it's a little more precarious. Wesley, thank you for your call. Thank you very, very much. Legend is next.
Thanks for taking my call, Paul.
Thank you.
And let me tell that guy something. Nick Saban can say whatever the hell Nick Saban wants to say. He's earned that right. And if I recall, if you unclog your ears, maybe get some Q-tips and get deep down in them nasty ears there in Louisiana and dig all that filth out, maybe you would understand that Nick Saban was against it from the get-go. From the get-go, Nick Saban was against it. I personally want to hear what the man has to say, and many other fans out there want to hear what the man has to say, too. I think he's the Moses of college football. I think he's the one man that can speak to Washington, D.C., or speak to somebody in power in college football and get a control on this thing. Because right now, everybody's SMU. You want a championship? Just buy it. You want the best receiver in the nation? Just buy him. Just put out the money, Texas. Put out the Lamborghini. That's all you got to do. And as a fan, deep down, I'm concerned. Not that Alabama can't compete. That ain't what concerns me. It concerns me that this is like a damn roller coaster out of control, and nobody seems to be at the wheel. Nick Saban's at the wheel. He's trying to tell you folks something. Get control of it. The man say whatever the hell he want to say. He's like E.F. Hutton. When he speaks, everybody comes listen. I heard when he spoke in Washington, D.C., that was the most senators and congressmen in one place in the last 50 years. When the man speaks, folks listen. So shut the hell up. And that's what my sick Nick Saban fatheads that all just said, a damn man. I saw a black hat, brother. You know I get ill when they talk about Nick Saban, brother. You know it. You know it, don't you, Paul? You know it.
Yeah, no, I never doubted that one bit.
Hey, I respect your opinion. I respect your opinion. Hey, that's your right. But for me, as a fan, I want to hear what he has to say. I want to know about all the crybabies that I'm cheering for that I'm spending thousands of dollars on. I want to know how low my players really are. Is it worth 365 days of my life if it's all about the money? Come on, man, say whatever the hell he want to say. Get over it. Now, Paul just bet $400, brother. $400. The first 100, I bet on UConn at 5-1. To win the national championship. The second one, I took Kentucky at 28-1. If I win that one, I'd win $2,900. I took Tennessee at 18-1. If I win that one, I'd win $1,800. And I took Duke at 33-1 for $100. If I win that one, I'd win $3,400. What do you think of them four picks?
I really like Tennessee and Kentucky.
Yeah, I think they're two of the most dangerous teams in the tournament. I don't put much faith in that SEC tournament, man. I don't know who that was. That wasn't Tennessee team that I
watched. But Legend, you understand gambling. It happens every year. I don't know why we're at. I mean, I had some fan that was in shock about Tennessee. Greg Barnes didn't lose one ounce of sleep over that game.
Nah, it does. You get more rest, really. Hell, it's like getting a bye for a couple of days, man. Alabama needed some rest. I knew Alabama was going to get beat by Florida, but Alabama got a good draw, Paul. Alabama got a good draw, man. There ain't no bad draw. We could get beat first round, but, hell, we could make it to the Sweet 16 to play Carolina. Carolina ain't no juggernaut, man.
No, they're not that great.
I tell you what, Texas A&M going to give some folks some problems, man. Texas A&M's a dangerous-ass team, man.
They're playing great guards
right there, brother. They got some guards. Man, I couldn't even watch it yesterday when Auburn won the championship. I had to turn the channel. I couldn't watch it. I could watch the Paid Lane and Save program with a chat.
Hey, Hugh Freeze showed up.
Oh, Lord. I bet he did. I bet he was recruiting one. I hope he didn't have a cell phone. I had to say this about Bruce Pearl, though. One of the finest gentlemen. He does so much good. I've been seeing some of his stuff online. You know, it's just a game. Don't be like the legend. Sports insane. But in real life, that dude seemed like a real good dude, man. Auburn made a great thing. Let me say this about the caller bracket. It's an honor to be the number one seed. It's an honor. I love all the listeners, all the callers, man. I say this to a lot of callers. You know, don't take it so serious, man. Learn to pull your pants down, slide on the ice, have some fun. Don't take it so serious. But what I'm really impressed about, three black hatters, number one seed, baby. Handsome Joe, Squirrel, and Lizard, boy, the Black Hat Mafia. The Black Hat Mafia, boy. And let me say this. Happy birthday, Dominique. Happy birthday to Kid Legend. Go on with the bad stuff, boy. If I had a son, it'd be you. I tell you, that's right. It'd be Dominique. If I had a son, it would be Dominique, boy. I love you, dude. You keep rocking. Don't let nobody put you down. And let me say this to Perry Mason from Louisiana. I'm so sick of your ass coming on here, cutting down the collars every day, acting like you so intelligent. Let me tell you something. Paul laughs at you behind your back, dude. You are a pathetic, ignorant individual trying to make yourself more intelligent than all the other callers talking about thinking the IQ at the top eight, Paul. What do you think? Let me tell you what Paul thinks about you and I think about you. I wouldn't go into court and look a judge in the eye with a lawyer named Augie. I'd rather have a guy named Biff. You are a fraud and a phony, dude. Perry Mason ass. Keep my name out of your mouth. That'd be your best thing you ever did as an attorney. Elvis has left this damn building.
Ooh. A lot of venom there. Johnny B is up next.
Hello, Paul. How is your day going?
It's going great.
I'd like to quote the Red Hot Chili Peppers with "Birds, I Share This Lonely View," being on the outside looking in. And, you know, it's kind of nice. I mean, it's kind of nice. When you're smarter and you're funny and you're better looking than everybody, you know, people kind of push you away and they treat you like this. It's nothing I'm used to. You know, Mama Thun sent me a big check for $10,000, said I'd be all right and get over it and everything. So, you know, but you've crossed that one-way door. You know, Sankey was saying it. That one-way door, you, Bezos is talking about you. You went out, there's no coming in, so I know I have to keep you at bay now and all that. But, you know, Legend, you're an idol worshiper. Wesley, you're spot on. Saban don't like football anymore because he had control of football. However he was doing it, he was recruiting pro-style quarterbacks and setting them on the bench knowing he wasn't going to play them. You know, the game caught up with him in NIL. And when he, you know, just like when he went to the pros, he couldn't win without the stacked deck. And you know, Legend referring to him as Moses of college football, my middle name's Moses. I'm banished out here to the wilderness with my stick walking around on the outside looking in because whoever you got on your committee must be on like that other committee and don't know a damn thing about quality.
Thanks for the call. We head to the break. We still have 45 minutes remaining on a Monday afternoon.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Who has been snubbed from the Feinbaum bracket? We are looking at that as we go along. Johnny B is my number one snub. Jerome, that doesn't really concern me. He's a long gone soul. Elliot, Will in North Carolina, you see the list. And we are back, and somebody who is not snubbed and is in the bracket is Logan. He used to be in North Carolina. He's now in Alabama. Hello, Logan.
Hey, Paul. Man, what a huge day. I was ready for the bracket to come out today, and my power went off in my house. And I couldn't watch you. I couldn't listen. I couldn't stream you. So I was like, what's going on? So I had to call you. I had to call Paul and find out if I made the bracket. And your screener was nice enough to tell me that I was in the bracket with Squirrel, which made me really excited because you know how I feel about him. I hope I can make enough wins to go up the head-to-head with that guy because I don't really care for that cat at all.
By the way, not to feed the discontent for him, but what is there about Squirrel you don't like?
Well, he talks a bunch of crap about me all the time. He basically says the same stuff. He just parrots what Jim says about me. And I don't know. I just don't like the guy. Like, his calls aren't interesting to me. I mean, I find Jim more interesting than he is. So I think it's going to be nice if I get to go head to head with him. I mean,
This is just my guess because I know you both. I think your politics are going to be diametrically opposed.
That's what I kind of think. I believe that's kind of why he doesn't like me, probably because of my religious status and my politics. So I'm looking forward to going against him.
Well, blood matchup. Wow, I think the audience is going to get into this. Right? We might just turn this into a UFC undercard.
And that would be great, Paul. I would very much welcome that. And hey, I want to thank you, whoever put me in the bracket. I really do thank those guys. I really appreciate it. I didn't make it last year, so this year to get into the actual big dance was a lot. But hey, Paul, I want to tell you something. I'm really jealous. Did you get a Nashville Predators jersey?
I did. Yeah, they presented it to me with by Nash, the team mascot, with my name on the back.
Oh, man, that's cool. I never told you this. I don't think I've ever told you this, but my ex-wife is Canadian, and when she moved down, we went to Nashville to see the Predators play the Canadiens, and she was absolutely aghast at what passes for hockey in America.
Really?
They play like metal music in between face-offs, like heavy metal, like Megadeth, and then they have cheerleaders, and she was just like, what is this? This is not hockey.
What do they do in Canada?
I don't know. I guess they just sit around and, like, chant stuff and listen for the sticks to hit the puck. I have no idea. I didn't understand. I was like, this is kind of like football version of, this is Nashville. This is the southern version of hockey, but she didn't like it. You remember the best analogy I can give you is, you remember when in Rocky, was it Rocky III, where he was fighting the Russian?
Right.
And he's fighting Apollo Creed, and James Brown comes out and does Living in America, and the look on the Russian guy's face, that was my ex-wife when she was at the hockey game. She was just totally aghast.
How long ago did you two split?
Well, we split in 2020 during the COVID. So technically, I'm still married, Paul. Don't tell anybody. But I guess everybody knows now. I'm separated, but I don't know where she's at. She's somewhere in Northwest Canada, close to Alaska. So if she's listening to this, hey, send me the divorce papers. I'll sign them. I'm waiting for them. I'm not going to spend money on a divorce, but if she wants to divorce, I'm here.
So where,
I'm in Alabama
where,
now.
Does she
you
live
can
in
find
British Columbia? Where does she live?
Yeah, she lives in British Columbia. Okay. She lives in a small town called, I can't remember the name of it. Kelowna, British Columbia, maybe? See, right. It's way up. It's
I just knew British Columbia was
Alaska.
Way up there. I mean, I don't know a lot about Canada, but I knew that.
It's ridiculous. Like, from Vancouver to her home was like me going from my house to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's how big the provinces are in Canada. It was crazy. I visited there like a couple times, and I mean, the people are really nice. It's a really nice area, but it's just so rural that like there's nothing there, you know.
Yeah. So she there's did nothing not, there, Paul. Was she with you in North Carolina, or did she make the move to Alabama?
No, she was in North Carolina. She was in the culture shock. I mean, she was here during the Trump years. I think it was like probably the worst time for any Canadian to probably moved to America. I tried to explain to her that it's not always like this, but she just didn't get it. I mean, I understand it. It is a culture shock to move to. I mean, in Asheville, you know, Asheville is a pretty progressive city.
Yeah,
so
no,
I've
been there many times.
Yeah, so I figured, you know, hey, she'll take this city and it'll be okay, but it didn't work out, Paul.
So, Logan, not to put words in your mouth, but I will, are you blaming Donald Trump for your divorce?
He's one of, yeah, I'm blaming Donald Trump. That'll
well,
work.
Here's what you ought to
That'll
do.
Work,
you ought
Paul.
To, you ought to, name him in the divorce proceedings. I'll probably get you on a bunch of TV networks.
I could sue him. He's already got enough legal problems.
You would be the lead story tomorrow on Jake Tapper.
Yeah, Jake Tapper. Yeah. I'd love to talk to
Donald Trump has done more than just whatever. He has now broken up Logan and his beautiful Canadian wife. Logan, thank you. I don't know where we're going there, but I know where we need to go. And that is to the man that always saves the day for this show, and that is the handsome one. Joe is next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? Hey, the Paul Feinbaum Show is your number one source for religion, politics, love, life, and sports. And you know what, Paul? You know why divorces cost so much money? Because it's worth it.
That's a great joke.
I mean, it's just worth it. But you know what? I went through two divorces. You know, and it ain't nobody's fault but mine and hers at the time. It wasn't no president's fault or none of that.
What do you think it is, Joe? Do you think the money keeps? Do you think the money breaks people up because it's worth it, or it keeps people together because it's too expensive?
Probably both. Probably a little bit of both, Paul.
I have asked friends of mine over the years. I said, "Why are you still married?" He said, "I can't afford to get divorced."
Right. Sometimes it's cheaper to stay together. I mean, I've heard that argument. Sometimes it's better to, you know, for mentality level, if it's not working, it's best to get away from each other.
No, I totally agree with you on that.
You know, sometimes it just don't work out, and you just got to do that, Paul. And you said you got a Nashville Predators jersey. Hey, I went to a hockey game down in Fort Lauderdale one time. It was the Florida Panthers playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. Only hockey game I've ever been to in my life. And I tell you what, I wouldn't took nothing for it. I actually enjoyed it. And I couldn't believe down in you know, South Florida how many people.
Oh yeah, well they.
With hockey fans.
I mean, was it? Tampa for a couple of years had the best team in hockey.
Right. Yeah, there's two or three hockey teams down in Florida. I couldn't believe that there's so many hockey fans down there. It ain't just for Canadian sports or northern sports. Southern states are doing it. I mean, it's getting widespread.
Nashville is one of the hottest hockey markets in the NHL.
Right. I got to get up to Nashville and see them play one time because that's probably the closest to me right now.
You're not far from Nashville.
No, I'm not. It don't take about three hours to get there. Two if you put the pedal to the metal.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Two if you're Denny Hamlin.
Right. That's right. Hey, Denny Hamlin, he won yesterday. But hey, it's good to be in the Piggly Wiggly bracket because I've got me some, a fried chicken plate from Piggly Wiggly today, Paul. Hey, they got the best fried chicken around here. I mean, that's, there ain't no doubt about that. That's real good, Paul. But you know what? I'm as far as the basketball, I think Tennessee and Auburn both got a good chance, especially Tennessee, of winning it all. I mean, I think they're – I agree with Legendary. That Tennessee game we saw the other day, that ain't how they normally are.
No. I agree. I think if you break – I mean, Auburn's got a lot of people like Auburn. Tennessee and Kentucky are the three from the SEC getting the most attention. Joe, we have to go. We're up against the break. We still have 30 minutes remaining, and we are back after this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Week in Nashville. We were just recapping it during our break there. Let's get back to the calls. And I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul. How's it going?
Very well.
Glad you made it back from the Music City safe and sound.
Thank you.
You didn't bring any of them major country stars with you, did you?
I brought a few. They're in my trunk.
No, they're in your trunk, and you're on there, and now
now that you're in my trunk, I got a heart like a truck.
and you know what old George said? He stopped loving her today for a reason.
He did.
I guess that's Logan's song. You know, Paul, the bracket, how about them Auburn Tigers? Demolishing the FTC in the tournament. And I tell you, Did they say Auburn was in the East bracket?
I believe so, yeah.
They must be in East Washington, because that's not East. And
the first round, they do it in pods. So
it's definitely
there's no
in a
rhyme
pod.
Or reason to where you are, yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason.
I don't understand this at all. But the next round, you got two in Spokane. You got two in Omaha. You got Charlotte. You got all kinds of different. I mean, you're everywhere for every region.
Yeah, you're gonna see the country. It looks like.
Yeah, you are.
I know ESDN is glad. I mean, they right in the thick of things and got all their people out there talking. You know, while I was watching the Auburn game the other day, I really don't care for that Marty Smith guy's commentary. I mean, for a sideline reporter, I just wish he'd shut the hell up.
Well, I mean,
he's worse than McElroy.
He's not even offered. Well, hold on a second. Marty's a reporter. He isn't offering commentary.
Well, I don't want to hear him report. I mean, I just take him off. I mean, here's a guy, what is he, about 60 years old, 55 years old, with a 13-year-old haircut? And he's worse than McElroy. He knows all them big words and tries to make them real flamboyant and like he's trying to make some kind of a romantic statement that will just be echoed out there forever. I mean, you know, tell him to shut the hell up, move up, move along. And now I like McGee, I like Ryan McGee, but the Marty part of that deal can't watch it.
Now that I'll make sure that the bosses know that. I'm sure that will.
Yeah, like it matters. But
Marty's very popular.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I mean, oh, he's got to be. He's on the A team. I mean, he's with Entertainment Sports Democratic News Channel. I mean, he's got to be. He's got to be popular. Paul. Now that we've covered the Auburn Tigers and Mr. Smith there, and ESDN. Nick Saban's out here on his poor, pitiful me tour. He's up there saying, you know, the game is, these players have changed everything. It made me quit. I can't develop young men. Hell, he's been owning men in the University of Alabama for 17 years. He owned them people. He owned their rights. He owned their lives. He owned their destiny. And you know what? When Nick Saban got there, he didn't have five houses all over the world. He didn't have car lots. He didn't have other people spending his money and wisely investing it when he was sucker punched losing it. So see, as the world changed, Nick's pointing his finger is at the world for changing, when Nick has changed as just as much, if not more, than the world. And then he's talking about, you know, I had to quit because I couldn't take the pressures. I mean, the world changed and I can't own them and I can't control them. And then at the same school he was at, everybody's been praising that athletic director for finding somebody in 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 48 hours, 57 hours. You took a $3 million man, you offered him a $7 million raise, and that guy's supposed to be praised. Then he gave the basketball coach a raise, and I tell you what, then they just farted away everything right there in front of all of us. And you're talking about Humpty Dumpty. That chicken late sat on the Oates' face and what's his name, the athletic director, you know, guy spending all the money, sat on both of them's face and laid an egg cracked right on their damn face and yolk running down both of them's eyeballs and necks. Now, I mean, you know, hey, it's
you,
just
you are
damn
one angry
sad.
Guy tonight, yeah, I mean.
No, I'm actually pretty happy.
Did I tell you to go to the doctor?
I think you did.
I told you to go to the doctor, see if you could get a prescription for Sabanitis, and you didn't go.
I don't have Sabanitis. All them worshipers do. I don't worship that damn little
short fella.
Sabanitis
is spread to all parts of your body.
No, Sabanitis ain't got any. Why would I worship somebody 5'6"? Hell, I got a grandson. My granddaughter's almost tall as Nick Saban. She's 5. And you know what? She talks with a hell of a lot more sense. Because the world didn't change on her. She didn't buy 5 houses, billions of dollars, and you know, we can't develop young men. We can't develop him into good. He never developed a damn thing but his own pocketbook, Paul. Nick Saban is he's just a natural, he's a liar, Paul. He's a bald-faced liar. War Damn Eagle, you have a great day, and you're a good man for taking my call.
Well, hi, man. AJ is
yeah, run me short on time over there, I mean. All right, then, but because this call's a lot better. But my oh my, Paul, how about that Auburn basketball SEC championship pie? You want me to cut you a slice with some ice cream on the side?
Give me a small slice, okay? I'm on a diet.
On a diet, small slice. Well, I got another couple of slices of the pie I'm going to cut up for some people. And one is, how about that collar bracket? 2024 Fine Bomb collar bracket, and you got AJ up against Rick from Yale. I mean, come on, baby. And then you got me in the second round, I'm up against Logan from UAB. It doesn't
hey, AJ,
get any
you're, what, you're what's called having a pretty easy bracket.
Hey, I feel like Auburn all the way right now. We got 2 cakewalk games, and then it gets serious. And
yeah, I mean, you have to be Rick from Houston and Logan or Ricky. I mean, you're sitting there, you're waiting for Squirrel probably in the finals of that regional.
I'm up in the nest, and I got some fresh nuts for him, and I guarantee you they're this time of year them acorns are really good and small and sweet and. and he's going to want to just climb on up that tree. But when he comes on up that tree, I'm going to slap him down. I'm going to slap him down. But let me tell you about this, though, Paul. You got tell Todd that I was not – Todd, I wasn't turning on you. But what you did something again today, Todd, that you're going to make me have to go in there and slap that horse on the ass one more time. Because I love you, Todd, but I'm going to have to slap that horse one more time on the ass. So tighten up in that saddle, because I'm going to tell you what you did. You said Legend was a pro and AJ was a Joe. But I'm going to tell you something, Todd. The bad part about that is Legend's betting 100 on this, 100 on that, and last week he was betting winning 500 on Albrin. But the thing about it is now he's going to lose all 400 of them dollars, so he's going to be $100 up, but only $100 that he's got because he was from Auburn a couple of weeks ago. So that ought to take some. But let me ask you something, Paul. You know a guy named John Goodman from he's on the Stadium Basketball Insider.
Jeff Goodman.
Okay.
I know Jeff.
Well,
sure.
I'm gonna tell you something about. I caught him on a podcast today, Paul, and he, you know what the guy says?
No.
This illegitimate, ignorant idiot is gonna say the only reason Auburn can't beat Yale is because their two guards are not athletic enough. But I'm gonna tell Jack or John or Jeff Goodman, whoever he is, because he's a nobody anyway. He's not a Paul Feinbaum. He's a no damn body. But I'm gonna tell him what he is. The thing that he has in common with a basketball, his head and a basketball have a lot in common. Both of them on the interior ain't nothing but hot air. That's a joke, dude. Auburn can't beat Yale. I mean, come on. Paul, happy championship week. War Damn Eagle, we're coming out.
AJ, joining us. We'll take a break. A few minutes remaining right here.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.